Today in Polk City, the first prison in Florida to focus on reintegrating prisoners in society had its grand opening. Damele Correctional Institution is a 350-person all-male facility that was formerly a Department of Juvenile Justice facility acquired by the Department of Corrections. Gretel Plessinger is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Corrections. She was in Polk City today for the opening ceremonies.
It will house around 350 adult male inmates with less than 3 years remaining on their sentence. This reentry facility is going to have a focus on education, substance abuse programming, and really working with the inmates to get them to be able to be ready to go back into society. Most of our inmates, almost 90%, come back into our neighborhoods and communities at some point. We know that if we give them basic skills that they need, they're less likely to commit another crime and come back into our custody. Reentry isn't about the inmates. It's really about public safety.
What kind of prisoner gets to move to this type of facility?
For Damele Correctional, it is inmates who are of medium custody level or lower. They are within 3 years of release, and they do have they want to make a change. They're wanting to be involved in programs. If they are identified as having substance abuse problems, they want to receive treatment. They're inmates who want to be at this facility.
And you said this is the first one in the state?
That's right. We're the first one in the state, Damele Correctional. We will be opening more of these reentry institutions, but Damele is the first. We know that this works. The average inmate reads at a sixth grade reading level. We know that for every education level an inmate gains, they're less likely to recidivate. We know that when an inmate completes substance abuse treatment, they're less likely to recidivate and come back out into our communities, commit another crime, and wind back up into prison.
And do you know roughly how much it cost?
This is cost neutral. Damele, we do everything at Damele, most things actually with volunteers from the community. Polk County has been generous. The people in Polk County want to help. They understand our mission, and so they're working with us. We have a lot of great volunteers at Damele. So the cost of Damele doesn't cost any more than any other facility of its size.